Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 9th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has assured the International Monetary Fund that Harare will reduce its public sector wage bill and improve fiscal discipline.
What is important when we look at the national budget, it must leave room for capital expenditure. So the situation where we have a wage bill of 83% being part of the total budget is not desirable.
And this comes at a time when the International Monetary Fund says economic difficulties have deepened in Zimbabwe.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has assured the International Monetary Fund that Harare will reduce its public sector wage bill and improve fiscal discipline. But a leading economist says Harare and the IMF are focusing on the wrong issues. Chinamasa told a visiting IMF team in Harare today that the public sector wage bill will be slashed from 82% of government spending currently to 52% of expenditure by year 2019. The IMF team has been in the country since February 24th. The IMF's head of mission to Zimbabwe, Domenico Faniza, said Harare has met its targets. Harare has also set an ambitious plan to repay arrears amounting to $1.8 billion to international lenders by April this year. Senior economics lecturer at the University of Zimbabwe and a government consultant, Dr. Gift Mugano, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that focus must be on growing the economy, not just the wage bill.
What is important when we look at the national budget, it must leave room for capital expenditure. So the situation where we have a wage bill of 83% being part of the total budget is not desirable. It then means we don't have capacity to fund capital expenditure like infrastructure, the roads, irrigation, and general construction. But what we need to take note of is that we have to reduce that expenditure from that high level to below 50%. Well, the minister has indicated that he's going to align 50%, which is good. But my concern is very clear, is that it's not about cutting the expenditure for Zimbabwe. It's about addressing the root causes of where we are. We should not bemoan the expenditure of 83% as a bigger problem. And I'm quite concerned that IMF is making a lot of noise about this issue without providing some solutions which should be centered around productivity. You cannot make an argument over a budget of $4 billion, which is the size of a company in South Africa. We have no budget. So we need to have a budget. So what I see here, Blessing, is that if we raise our budget from $4 billion to $8 billion, the current budget for civil service wages remains the same. It will align itself by 50% without cutting anything. So what I believe that is important to cut, yes, is access or the best workers. But where are they? If they are there, remove them.
But globally, how does Zimbabwe fare in terms of fiscal discipline?
The IMF is talking about fiscal discipline and surprise. Because if you look at the global competitiveness report index, Zimbabwe is in top 20 in terms of fiscal discipline among all the countries. So what are they looking for? Are they looking for miracles?
That was a senior economics lecturer at the University of Zimbabwe and a government consultant, Dr. Gift Mugano, speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund says economic difficulties have deepened. In a statement to mark the end of a staff-monitored program visit to the nation, the IMF said Zimbabwe cannot wait and needs to act now. It noted that the El Nino-induced drought has hit the economy hard, adding that lower commodity prices and the appreciation of the U.S. dollar have compounded difficulties. The IMF said policy action is needed to reverse this trend. once the SMP is completed successfully as an initial step toward reform and re-engagement with the international partners, a comprehensive and ambitious economic transformation program is needed to revive the Zimbabwean economy and to cement support among international partners.
It also pointed out that the authorities have met all quantitative targets and structural benchmarks under the third and final review of the staff monitored program. Moreover, said the IMF, Zimbabwe has started to develop a medium-term economic transformation program in line with the broader reform agenda presented at the Lima meetings on arrears clearance in October 2015. As a result, it said, fiscal discipline is the key priority given the lack of resources. The authorities need to keep the cash primary accounts close to balance.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 meter wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
A former Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation staffer, Sipho Dube, has ventured into a courier business in Auckland, New Zealand, which plays a critical role in moving and receiving mail and other accessories in the British-owned island. Dube, who is among hundreds of Zimbabweans living in that nation, says he decided to venture into the business after completing university studies in business administration. His company, Kalima Investments, manages some contracts for King's Australia, specialists in local metropolitan agent on demand couriers and other services. Dube says it's amazing that some Zimbabwean communication experts are also in similar businesses in the country. He tells Studio 7 Skips Dube in our diaspora forum today that courier services are New Zealand's lifeline.
Well, in Auckland, like all other concerned Zimbabweans, what we've done or what I've done personally as an individual is more of enhancing myself academically. There is so many New Zealanders and so many Zimbabweans to say we've got dual citizenship. We've come from Zimbabwe and the whole of Africa at large that have settled in this country, New Zealand. I am also one of those. And in pursuit of a brighter future and perhaps investment back in Zimbabwe, what we've done is enhancing ourselves as individuals academically. So I also enhance myself academically in the studies of communication and journalism.
Now, tell us a bit about what you are doing, you know, in terms of business.
Like I said earlier on, the arena overseas is about investment. And I also went into that very same kind of area and sphere of investment after having done a master's in business administration at one of the universities in Auckland. And I decided to pick on communications in its widest perspective. So there is Australian companies that send items to New Zealand, and there is American companies and individuals that are sending items to New Zealand. So what I did is I opened a company that deals with accepting all those items or the selected contracts, and we redistribute them or deliver them around Auckland.
How viable is that company?
New Zealand as a developing country is a consumeristic environment or a consumeristic country, meaning there is very little production done here. The main trend in terms of business dealings is just consumption. So you'll find most business is mainly about just consumption as in stuff that has been manufactured away from New Zealand, just being brought into the country for distribution purposes. You find automobiles, for instance, as a distribution within the country is one of the biggest investments. The same kind of communications that I'm talking about is very big business. And also, again, in the communication education sector, we've got a very huge number of Zimbabweans, mainly young guys who used to work for companies like the PTC, as in the telecommunications back home. They're all here digging trenches and stuff like that for the fiber optic. All that is still communications, and those are the major kind of businesses. The other type of business that is very, very viable in New Zealand is construction. The population of the country is below 5 million at the present moment. And construction in terms of building houses and stuff like that, you'll find mostly it's all about people from Africa, trades people from Africa coming to sort of like put New Zealand on the world map.
Now, finally, do you have any message for Zimbabweans?
Well, Zimbabwe is home. And like they say, home is best. We are in New Zealand, or perhaps we are in the diaspora, including those that are in Australia, those that are in the UK, those that are in wherever, including the USA. We are also concerned about the deteriorating state of the economy. Therefore, I'm also one of those who is seriously concerned about that. And the main activities that we are all involved in as young Zimbabweans or old Zimbabweans in the diaspora is investment back home and also assisting our grandparents and relatives and also the whole community at large in terms of putting food on the table.
That was Sipho Dube, former ZBC broadcaster, speaking with Studio 7 from Auckland, New Zealand. For more details on this and other reports, please visit our website www.voazimbabwe.com.